Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake. And for the latest local sports information, visit ncksports.com. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Dean Gingler. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton.
And welcome back here on KDCountry94.com, and welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Dean Gingler, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, you pick up a 40-8 win to open out the season against Rock Hills on Friday night. Obviously, there were some mistakes at times in different situations, but you're still able to pick up a nice win to open out the season. 276 yards on the ground, 96 through the air, so you did get a little bit of the passing game working. A lot of that was Tyson Gates to Luke Bates, but you had a lot of different guys contribute in the running game. What were your overall thoughts of the way the kids played and picking up that win there on Friday night?
I was satisfied with what we did. Obviously, like you mentioned, there's some mistakes that we could correct. We had probably three possessions there in the second quarter where we're up 28-8 and didn't get, you know, scores on two to three times that we could have put the game further out of reach, but didn't do that. It was, like you say, we did get a good, you know, amount of rushing out of a couple different guys, and both Chance Jermark and Nick Greenwood both had pretty good games rushing, and then Tyson's passing numbers could have been a little better, but we watch the film and we look at, you know, there's probably three drops and one that I would have guessed maybe would have been an interference call that we didn't get. So we, you know, instead of 5 out of 12, he's maybe 9 out of 12. So, overall good. I think it was good for us to get a full game in, just conditioning wise. It's good to do it early in the season. So I was overall pleased with what we got.
Kind of looking at Rock Hills and seeing what they had over there, how do you feel about the way your kids were able to maybe adjust from the mistakes that they made and still, get a win over a team that obviously had shown some improvement?
Yeah, Rock Hills, we played them end of last year, then the first game this year, and I thought they were quite a bit stronger than they were last year in terms of just physical play, and then they stuck in well, you know, in a game where they were behind a ways and it was hot and everybody was kind of really feeling the humidity and everything. I thought they held in really well. I thought our kids battled well against that. Played a strong game too. Our defense really kept them in check. I mean, other than the one score, it was, you know, a lot of times where they were behind the chains and we were playing strong still at the end of the game. So I was happy with that too.
We're talking with Dean Gingler, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Take a time out. We come back. We will preview this week's game against Sylvan Lucas coming up Friday night here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in north central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Dean Gingler still with us, coach of the St. John's Tipton football team. Coach, getting set for Sylvan Lucas. You've had a couple battles with this team over the last couple years. You won one, you lost one, but kind of looking back at Sylvan Lucas from what you know from last year and looking forward to this year after they won 42-28 over Lincoln to open their season on Friday night. What do you think about the Mustangs? What stands out the most with their group?
Well, there's a couple kids that stand out as kind of, I would say, the top performers, the 14 Boer from last year. We remember him, and he's a good player. And 15 Batchman seemed like those are the primary ball carriers for him. Run some with the quarterback too. So similar to what we've seen the last couple of years. A lot of power oriented in terms of the offense. It seemed to throw it a little more maybe than they did in the past, at least against Lincoln. So, you know, I think kind of traditional for them is, you know, kind of a power game. So you're going to have to be able to stand in and hold your ground for sure, as they're going to keep coming at you. So that's what I would expect they would do. It's what they've done in the past, and they seem pretty well geared for it.
Yeah, Ben's always been known to kind of run that triple option game. So when you're preparing for that team, just expand a little bit more about what your team needs to do to have success against an offense like that.
Well, anytime you're playing option, you've really got to be a sound on your assignments. You know, who's going to take, you know, dive, quarterback, and pitch. So, and you can't mess on those. And people got to be willing to play their position more so than, you know, necessarily going after where the ball might be, and play the position and control that spot that you're responsible for, and trust your teammates are going to do their part. So, yeah, that's probably the biggest difference when you see a lot of option team versus, you know, people who put it in the air more. It's just those being assignment specific and consistent with what you get done there.
I know most coaches want to see a lot of improvement here early in the season, and kind of the old adage is week one to week two is the biggest improvement that you might see. So what are some of those focal points here coming up on Friday night for you?
I think a lot of that week one to week two, basically every year it seems like for everybody, the things that you're typically really trying to improve on are cutting down penalties and just kind of unforced errors. And then, you know, typically the ball's on the ground a lot more that first week or so of the season than you'd like to see. It's just getting used to, again, going full speed with somebody and a lot of people in new positions and so on. That's something that I think we had three that we put on the ground. We lost two of them, and I'd count the third as basically a loss too. It was a fourth and a foot on the goal line, you know. And mm-hmm. when we had to pick that up, we didn't get the score. So, you know, not technically a lost fumble, but same as. So, you know, I think, you know, keeping the ball secured a little more is something we need to do. And then, you know, just again with the whole idea of just cutting down little mistakes. You watch film, you see. You know, I was generally pretty happy with where we were at. You know, from a penalty standpoint, we really didn't have too much trouble in the penalty area. So that was good. But, you know, there was one of those that cost us a touchdown, too, that got called back on a score we had made. So just any of those little things that we can improve on, and then just, you know, making sure we make the blocks that we're supposed to and being in the right position on the defensive end. So all things that we are always trying to improve on, but you really see most in week one to two probably improvements in those sort of things.
Dean Gangler, the coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck against Sylvan Lucas there in Tipton on Friday.
All right, thank you, Dustin.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton. Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 are brought to you in part by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, Next Tech, and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94. Drew Dusky with us now, coach of the Lakeside football team. Well, coach, a nice way to start the season. You pick up a win out on the road at Lynn, 48-46 in a back-and-forth game, kind of as expected. Ian Crescine was your leader with 132 yards rushing, a couple touchdowns on the ground, but kind of looking at the numbers for Caden McCoy at quarterback, 70 yards rushing, 87 passing, couple touchdowns and a couple of rushing scores as well, passing and running the football well for you. Just overall, what were your thoughts of the way maybe Caden commanded the offense and how the players ended up playing there on Friday night in the opener?
Yeah, I mean, offensively, I thought we did a really good job. I mean, there were some times where some of the stuff we had wasn't working, and you know, we knew we were probably going to rely heavily on Ian, and I thought Ian did a great job. And, you know, I thought, you know, for Cade being his first busty game, I thought he ran the offense well. For the most part, he made really good decisions. And everybody, you know, I thought Cooper ran the ball well, too. He didn't get as clear as Ian did. But for the most part, I thought our three backs did a great job. And, you know, going down to one of the last plays where we scored, you know, Caden making a great read and seeing Ian open on the left side of the field where we tried to put him to get that go-ahead score. Was great. He did great ball placement. And just to see him make that play, I think that gave him a lot of confidence.
Caden also had a pretty big game for you defensively, 13 tackles. He had an interception. Then you have Austin Rice, a new kid in for your squad this year, had two picks on Friday night. Maybe speak about him and what he's been meaning to your defense now, getting out there and having a good game. And then just overall defensively, how do you feel about the performance, albeit giving up 46 points?
Yeah, I mean, I thought defensively, you know, and we talked about this after the game, and you could see it throughout the game. We were in the right spots. We just got to wrap up and tackle. And you get guys held up, and we got to make sure we're gang tackling and you know, going after everybody till the whistle blows. So I thought defensively we were in a good spot. They hit us on some big plays, kind of got through some of our pass defense a little bit. But, you know, like you said, McCoy had an interception. Austin Rice came in the game. I thought he played fantastic. You know, for a kid who got injured before we even had a first game last year and was out the whole season, he did a fantastic job. So there's obviously things that we need to you know, fix and make sure we're shoring up a little bit this week in practice. But overall, for that first game, you know, I thought, you know, coming out with a win is fantastic for us because I knew Lynn was going to be better than the 2-7 record they showed last year. They had big guys. They had some speed. And they're physical. They're very physical. So, you know, a lot of things that we need to work on, but still very happy with being able to pick up a W at Lynn on Friday.
I'm talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here on the Locker Room Chats. We'll come back. We'll preview this coming week's game for Lakeside here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get two free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable, on TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and two streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454 454- 9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Go Heenan Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Cybersecurity, managed IT, infrastructure. Nextech has the technology solutions your business has been waiting for. We've provided expert IT services for more than 20 years to local people just like you. And because we're local too, we understand your technology needs today, tomorrow, and whatever comes next. Visit nextech.com/business today and let our IT team be your IT team. Nextech, the best in the IT business.
And back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 as we're still with Drew Dusky, the coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach Wilson coming up for you here in week two. They fell to Pike Valley 42-6 on Friday night in their season opener. Just looking at the Dragons, I know you probably know more about their athletes just based on what you see during basketball season. But when you look at Wilson on the football field, what are you expecting to see here Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, I expect to see them run the ball a lot. And I thought, you know, you can't really judge by the score of a Pike Valley game. There were times they're running up the middle and stuff, and they looked really good. They were chunking up, you know, 4, 5, 6 yards of run play, and that's something we're definitely going to have to focus on and making sure our guys are being aggressive and come up at the line and getting off blocks and being able to wrap up and make tackles. You know, I expect it to be a competitive game. I don't think we're in a situation this year where we can overlook anybody, and we're going to have to fight for four quarters in every game that we play. So, you know, I watched them yesterday, and we were able to have a JV game, so the young kids got some reps in. You know, we're going to get back to the grindstone and focus on the mistakes that we were making on Friday, and hopefully we can correct those come Friday against Wilson.
Yeah, what are the biggest specific focal points that you'll look at here in week two? Because I know coaches always say they want to see the most improvement here between one and two.
Well, I just blocking till the whistle blows, making sure our interior linemen are doing their correct reads and things on option plays and sweeps like that. And then defensively, just staying aggressive and making sure that, you know, when you get first contact on a guy, you got to keep him wrapped up. Not, you know, you don't necessarily have to take him to the ground, but you got to wrap him up, and we got to make sure we got guys flowing to the ball until that whistle blows. We got a tendency to, you know, we see a guy get wrapped up, and we kind of stop, and maybe we're walking over to where it's at, but we just got to keep going until the whistle blows. And I think if we can fix some of those things, I think we'll look a little bit better on Friday.
Like I said, Coach Drew Dusky here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck against Wilson Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation in Downs, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head football coach Otis Hendricks. Remember to tune in to KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake for our football games of the week, and for the latest local sports information on the web, visit ncksports.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you each and every Thursday by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Boner Welding in Jewell.
This is Jason Broadfoot, and we're here at the Locker Room Chats, and I got Coach Otis Hendricks with me, head coach of Rock Hills, and a 40-8 loss to St. John's Tipton to start the season. But, Coach Hendricks, what did you see out of your team that you really kind of liked that you did in training camp that you liked in game one?
Well, I saw a lot of things. I think the biggest thing was the kids are starting to understand that you don't ever lay down, that you've got to, you got to keep fighting no matter what the score says, live in the vision, not the consequence. Also, like some of the things we did execution-wise, Grant Myers, I thought, ran the ball extremely tough the other night. He did some things that I've been asking him to do all camp that I hadn't seen from him, and he showed why he's the talent he is. If we can get consistency out of that, because anybody can do it once, can you do it every time? And I think he will. But he saw some good things, and then definitely, there's some things that we need to work on: execution, not shooting ourselves in the foot, not having stupid penalties or mental breakdowns, stuff like that. Regardless of experience or no experience, we're not a good enough team yet to no good team really is good enough to play with that many penalties or that many turnovers in a game and come out on the winning side of things. So, those are things we can eliminate and will eliminate and hopefully get better at.
You talk about some of the mistakes you made in week one. What do you want to do as a head coach? Do you try different drills, or do you try to just more experience to keep at it, or with what you're doing to try to fix some of those mistakes?
I don't know. There's a million drills out there for everything. Basically, it's getting them to realize that you take every moment of practice seriously, and that you don't lose focus, and you don't mess around, and you when we tell them, hey, two hands on the football until you clear the linebackers, that's what you got to do. Two of our turnovers the other night was because we're not having two hands on the football, going through the line and through the through where the second level is, so it's not a lack of them having been coached on the turnovers, or hey, do we go on different snap counts in practice? Yeah, we do. It's just losing a little bit of focus sometimes, And I do understand when you're young, you do that, and young teams do that. No matter how talented you are, it happens. But when they line up and play the game, it doesn't matter if you're a young team or a veteran team, or you're loaded with seniors or sophomores, you're out there and you're expected to do a job. And so we don't make any excuses for it. It's just we need to continue to coach better. We need to continue to coach what we've been coaching, and the kids just need to start applying those things that they're learning in practice.
Great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. T-bone steak in the fresh family pack, $7.99 a pound. Now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh boneless beef rump roast, $3.49 a pound. Now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
This is Jason Broadfoot with our Rock Hills head coach Otis Hendricks on our locker room chats. You speak about doing your job. That job doesn't get any easier here in week two as you will face up against Thunder Ridge. They were 74-58 winners against Alma up in Nebraska. And, you know, obviously the first thing that jumps out to you is that 74 that they put on the board. What can you kind of try to do to try to slow them down just a little bit?
First of all, you know, we give a lot of credit to both teams in that game. You know, very highly productive offenses on both sides. We've got to play the short game. We've got to, you know, and it doesn't matter how that short game looks, whether it's, you know, out of a spread or out of, you know, a double tight eye or whatever it's out of. We've got to maintain possession, not play behind chains, and, you know, not have self-inflicted wounds. And that carries on in every game. It doesn't matter if it's Thunder Ridge. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, Washington County, St. John, or who it is. So hopefully, you know, we can keep the score down a little bit by getting a lot of men around the football, do a better job at every level, taking on you know, their size and speed, and making sure we get a lot of men to their quarterback. And you know, he throws a nice ball. He throws a nice deep ball. He can put it on a dime. He's a very athletic young man, tremendous young man, not just on the football field but off. So we're going to have to make sure that we stay and get better at eye discipline from a defensive standpoint, and again, offensively, just try to keep the ball out of their hands as much as we can.
Okay, did you come out of week one relatively healthy? Do you have some bumps or bruises, or did you suffer any major injuries in week one?
Nope, no injuries, nothing to report. We did, you know, this time of year, you always deal with a lot of cramping from kids. Back midway through the second quarter, I mean, we lost a kid the rest of the game because his whole body wouldn't quit cramping up. And unfortunately, starting nose guard, starting right guard, you know, for us. But you know, we got to make sure the kids are drinking enough fluid. And like every coach, I mean, we're all in the same boat. You know, I talked to Coach Gangler after the game the other night. He said, "My kids are tired. They're beat." I said, "Yeah, we're right there with you." You know, and unfortunately, we cannot prepare kids. I say unfortunately, it could be fortunately or unfortunately, but we can't prepare kids the way we used to prepare kids, you know, 10, 15 mm-hmm. years ago. And for good reason, we need to take better caution. We need to take in the heat acclimation and that kind of thing. But it's just, it's harder to have kids ready and in shape by that first week of the season outside of, you know, especially when you're coming into a program in July, as opposed to having a full off season with them working on those sort of things. So, you know, I think time will tell on how well the kids acclimate, but they're gonna be better. They're gonna, you know, and two, as the body gets tired, so does the mind, and the mind loses focus, and then you start having mistakes and stuff like that. So we just need to settle down and play ball.
Okay. Get you out on this one here. What is the one thing you, Coach Hendricks, want to see from your team make improvement from week one to week two?
Everything. I mean, you know, I mean, I never really understood why people say, well, the biggest improvements are made from week one to week two. You know, I every week's important. Every day in practice is important. You better be improving in something every day, you know, in improving, you know, in life, improving on the football field, improving in your studies. You know, there's something always to improve on every day. So you know, that not to slide around your answer, but I want them to improve in everything. Everything, because we can always do better than what we did, even when we did well, I believe. So, yeah, I'd like to see us go out there and just improve in every facet.
A coach's answer. We love it. Yep, that's for sure. Coach Hendricks, thank you for your time, and good luck on Friday. It'll be Rock Hills versus Thunder Ridge. So good luck on Friday, and hopefully everybody stays healthy.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Rock Hills Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Kears Thriftway in Mankato, along with Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Red or green seedless grapes, $1.49 a pound, now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Red Argentine shrimp, 2-pound bag, 16 to 20 count, $13.98 a piece, now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertu. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bennington State Bank. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labertu.
This is Jason Broadfoot, and we have our locker room show. And I have Coach Ben Labertu of Sylvan Lucas with us. And right out of the gate, got that 42-28 win over the Lincoln Leopards. Tell us a little bit about week one and some of the adversity you fought through in week one to get the win.
Typical kind of week one game. Definitely some ugly spots. I was proud of the kids for fighting through it and getting a victory. Lots correct, and you get to a film, you can actually see what you're doing. Yeah, I think that, the kids know that they have a lot of stuff to correct before we move on, so a lot of work to do this week.
Yeah. Offensively, you did put 42 points on the board, 28 of those coming in the first half. Kind of had to grind out a couple of drives in the second. What do you want to work on a little bit here before you get into week two's game?
Our blocking wasn't very good in the first half. We just weren't getting where we were supposed to be. I didn't feel like we were sustaining blocks, so that's something we have to do. And as far as grinding out drive, that's kind of who we are. We know that we want those long drives. We're not going to be real quick hits, so that's got to be kind of our MO. What we're about is grinding drives out, and lining backs have to realize that.
Defensively, kind of a crazy first half, and so Lincoln was able to put some points on the board, but you got to be happy with the effort that your defense showed in the second half, really shutting them out, and then really holding them to, less than 50 yards, I think, defensively.
Yeah, we talked at half, and we just had guys not doing their job. Defensively, we rely on everybody to do a certain job, and they weren't doing it, and they knew that. I thought in the second half we did a better job figuring out what we need to do and got it done.
Was there anyone that kind of surprised you, either offensively or defensively, that had a game that kind of stood out to you that you were really proud of in week one?
I thought our quarterback, Lane Homewood, played his butt off. I thought he worked hard, good game. And I kind of come to expect it from him. He's a competitor, and I always kind of lean on him a little bit. But, we had, I think we counted five kids that had very little time over the last few years. So we knew it was going to be a little rough at the beginning. And I thought all those kids kind of stepped up and did some good things.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC.
This is Jason Broadfoot with Coach Ben Labertue of Sylvan Lucas. We head into week two now, and you got St. John's Tipton on the schedule next. They were 40-8 winners over Rock Hills. What did you see from them, maybe watching them?
I thought they looked good. You know, they're well coached. They seem pretty disciplined. You know, maybe one of his better teams, I believe. I was really impressed with them on film.
Okay. Offensively, do you see anything that you can do a little bit different? Do you think, is it just execution against St. John's, or is there something that St. John's does that maybe you think you see on film that you can do a little bit?
You know, we're just going to have to do, we can only do so many things, and we're going to have to do them well if we want to hope to compete at all. They're going to, you know, they have good speed, good athletes. It's going to be a struggle, but we're going to, you know, try to do what we do.
Okay. Defensively, you know, you're going up against the St. John's Tipton team. They put up 40 points on the board. What worries them, or what worries you about them on that side of the football?
Just like I said, their athletic ability. You know, they're good athletes. They can run, they can throw. Their kids do a good job catching. They block well. They just do things well. They're kind of fun to watch on film.
After week one, did you come out healthy, or are you a little bit dinged up, or do you have some injuries that you have to deal with here in week two?
You know, typical game night deal. We're a little dinged, but hopefully by Friday we'll be ready to go.
All right. Ben Labertue, thank you for your time, and it'll be Sylvan Lucas versus St. John's Tipton coming up on Friday night here. So, Ben, again, thank you for your time, and good luck in week two.
Thank you. Take care.
Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, our own preview show airing at 5:40 Friday evenings, previewing all of the area matchups in the listening area. And after the game, catch the KD Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05.